Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Monte Carlo Fashions Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Sunidhi Securities and Finance Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities and Finance. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining on Monte Carlo Fashions Q1 FY24 conference call. From the management, we have with us today Mr. Dinesh Gogna, Director; Mr. Sandeep Jain, Executive Director; Mr. Rishab Oswal, Executive Director; Mr. R.K. Sharma, Chief Financial Officer; and Mr. Ankur Gauba, Company Secretary. I now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, very good afternoon. First, let me thank Sunidhi Securities for hosting this earnings call. It's my pleasure to welcome you all to the earnings conference call for the first quarter ending for financial 2024. I would like to highlight that certain statements made or discussed over the conference call today will be forward-looking statements. A disclaimer to this effect has been included in the presentation of the results shared with you earlier. Result documents are also available on the company's website and also have been uploaded on the stock exchanges. A transcript of this call would also be made available on the investor section of the company's website after the phone call as well. Now, let me first take you all through the quarterly financial and operational highlights for the first quarter of financial year ending 2024. The company recorded revenues of INR 139 crore, registering a growth of 22.9% year-on-year. The revenue growth was driven by cut-over sales, that is, dispatches undelivered to customers in March 2023, and added in April 2023 sales of approximately 11 crore. Also, provision for return calculations have reduced the provision for returns impact by 15 crore. The company made an EBITDA loss for this quarter of INR 4 crore, which was due to higher returns, which reduced our average sale realization by 10 crore. Also, early summer discounts offered in the current quarter from May 2023, as against last year in July 2022, impact value was INR 8 crore. So the loss at the PAT level stood at approximately 12 crore. This was an exceptional loss due to the weak months of April and May. However, the company is confident of revival of this in future quarters. On the operation front, the company has opened 11 new EBOs in different regions, out of which 8 are COCO and 3 are FOFO. 5 stores were opened in the northern region, 2 in the central, 2 in the eastern, 1 in the southern region, and 1 in the western region. With this, the total number of EBO has reached 366 across 20 states and 4 union territories. Now, we can open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Dinesh Mistry from First Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call. Question: I just had a couple of questions. If you can just help us understand what you said, that there were higher returns which reduced this average sales realization. So what were these returns on account of? I mean, was it on account of some sales or some goods that could not be sold? Was it some overstocking at the retailer's end? That's number one. And number two is that you mentioned that there was an early summer discount offered from May 2023. So the point is that is this summer discount over, or do we expect it to roll over into July, August, September quarter as Thank you. And lastly, I'm assuming that because of these sales returns, our gross margin got hit. Or if there's any other reason on account of the gross margin, please, if you can elaborate, that will be helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, Dinesh. This is Sandeep here.
Hi.
So the first question, see, broadly, you rightly said there are two reasons for that. One is the sale return. So what happened is that the winter season of last year was bad, so the actual sale-through was less as compared to previous years. So this year we had more returns, and normally what happens is that when we bill the goods, we bill it on our wholesale price, but when we take the inventory back, we take it as a cost. So there is a difference of 10 crore, which incurred as a loss because of higher returns. And then this year, all the brands have started early sales. So we also went for early sales in the May first week, and because of early sales, the discount, which normally goes in June end, has started from May and June. So that has resulted in additional discount of 8 crore. And yes, you rightly said, some of the discounts actually, you know, would have happened in July and August quarter, which has happened in this quarter, so there will be less discount going forward. And the good thing with us is that now all the inventory issue of winter have already been sorted out. So whatever inventory we have, so when we bill it again, it will result in, you know, higher realizations. And also the discount part, as we went for early discount, so the inventory at the retail level has come down to last year's, below last year's level. So that's a good sign for us going forward, as we have a trade show which is coming up in next month. So we expect a good booking because of this, basically, a low inventory at the retail level.
Got it, sir. So just to understand, these returns that you have talked about are nothing but the winter goods that have been returned back to you. Is that a correct understanding?
Yes, you are right. Yes, you are right.
Okay, okay, okay. And I remember last quarter we had said that there were certain goods that we had said that we would not want to offer for sale because they were fresh designs and we'd offer in the next, you know, in our Q3 period. So is that inventory still with us, or is that also-
That inventory is still with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is already being started to supply to our EBOs and our SIS and MBOs.
Mm-hmm.
From last week onwards.
Got it. Got it. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, and wish you the very best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Preet from Wealth Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted you to explain to me in a little bit more detail the inventory changes that have happened in this quarter. I mean, I saw the prior participant ask, and maybe you answered a little bit about it, but basically, should we assume that you have utilized most of the inventory that is out there?
Yes, definitely. So all the inventory which has been, you know, we got as a return, has been allocated to various channels. So that inventory will be liquidated in this quarter and also in the next quarter.
So you should basically be seeing stocking going ahead?
Pardon?
You should be seeing more stocking going ahead into the EBOs?
No, no, no stocking, because inventory at the EBO level is, as I mentioned earlier also, that whatever inventory was there, they returned to us. But there was some more returns from our large format stores. So that actually resulted in higher returns. So as of now, all the retail channel, whether it is large format store or it is EBO and MBO, they are having the minimum inventory. So that inventory is going to go back again in this quarter and also in the next quarter. And the best thing right now we have is that our summer sales have been very good in last 3-4 months, and we have been having the lowest inventory in all the retail stores and also at various other channels because of the discount which was started in May onwards. So that will definitely help us in higher bookings in coming trade shows.
Got you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Dhiral Shah from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead. Dhiral Shah, may I request you to unmute your line and go ahead with your question, please? Dhiral Nirul Shah, we are unable to hear you. May I request you to unmute your line and go ahead with the question?
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So whatever discounts that we have given in the Q1, that was for the summer sales, or it also include some kind of a winter sale?
No, it's summer sales only.
Okay, and sir, how is the current secondary sales in the market?
Yeah, so the secondary sales have been very good. So one thing which you would like to mention here is that, you know, we are comparing ourselves with other brands also. In our brand, as far as our reviews are concerned, we have seen a like-to-like growth of 15% in summer sales. So, and if we take into account the new stores which we opened, so overall growth is around 26%. So that has helped us better sell through in this financial year. Also, the inventory has come down to below last year's levels.
Okay, so this is like-to-like sales of 15%. This is because of the impact of the higher discount that we have given, right?
So that is one of the factors, yes.
Okay, okay. And sir, what I have seen that, you know, this quarter we have opened almost 11 EBOs, but of that, 8 EBOs are as a COCO model, and only 3 are under the FOFO model. So maybe going ahead, are we focusing more on the COCO side? Because that will also entail the capex from the RN.
So it's not like that. The mix will remain same. It should be 80% COCO and 80% sorry COFO and 20% COCO. But yes, there will be a quarter to quarter variations.
Okay, okay, okay. And so, what is your outlook for the winter sales now going ahead? Since last year winter were bad for us, and that is why we have higher inventory. But going ahead, what is your own view on the winter sales?
See, the good thing I would say is that whenever we have a very good monsoons, it is always followed by very good winters. So that is a phenomena we are seeing from last many years. And second thing, as I already mentioned, is that the inventory is low at the retail level. So when dispatches are going to happen, it will definitely help us. And thirdly, as we came to know from the market that many brands who were badly affected last year because of bad winters have not made much winter goods. So that would have another additional advantage for Monte Carlo, as we have a very good plans for the winters.
Okay, okay, okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Anil Jain from Acquisition. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. I just wanted to know, in the last quarter you said that we'll provide the guidance for FY 23-24 in the next call. So are you in a position to provide the guidance for the year, revenue growth as well as EBITDA?
No, no, we still stand by what we said in the last quarter. We said Q2. So as the summer booking is happening next month in our trade show, so we'll have an exact idea of how much will be the revenue for this financial year. So at the Q2, we'll definitely share the revenue guidance for this financial year.
Okay, okay, okay. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Tanuj, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity to ask the question. My question was regarding the discounts. So, as you had mentioned, the discounts had started a month or a month and a half earlier this quarter, which is why margins also took a hit. So, since there are still discounts on your online website, I just wanted to ask if this would also impact the current margins of the quarter that's going on right now. So what is your outlook on present demand and sales?
So luckily, most of the goods have been sold in this quarter. So I don't think that the discount would be as much as we given last financial year in this quarter. So that is a good benefit we are going to have because of early discounting. And I also think that the overall discount, you know, the percentage wise, it should not be much a difference as compared to last financial year.
Okay. Okay. And also, is there any possible of margins going up? Because as I understand, the raw material prices also have come down. And the industry in general was facing a bad phase for retail, but now that you feel like you are having a recovery and also raw material prices are down, so is there potential for margins to recover even better than last year, or what is your guidance on the margins?
Yeah, as of now, because we are not aware of how much discount has gone into this quarter, we stand by the guidance which we gave of EBITDA band of 20 to 22%, and we'll definitely going to sustain that band.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Dhiral Shah from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the follow-up opportunity, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Sir, our revenue from the textile dealer, if I compare it on a YOY basis, so last year it was like 24%, it came down to 20%. So any reason for the drop in the sales from the textile side? Because I believe this is specifically for the home textile sector.
The reason is same, the discretionary spending was down, so definitely that's why the sale was down. So I think that it's going to recover in this quarter and the next quarter.
Okay. And on the online part particularly, what was the contribution from our own, online channel which we have, MonteCarlo.in?
Yes, sir.
Just 1 second, please. So around 12 to 13% was from our own website, and the rest was from the other marketplaces.
So whatever online issues we faced in FY23 on the other platform, so have we got resolved, sir, for that?
Yes, those have been resolved. So what has happened, these platforms earlier used to buy outright from us, where the discounting were in their hands. We've taken an organizational call that the discounting should be controlled by us. So for now, we'll be operating under the marketplace instead of the outright model. So the business plan and the inventory planning has been done based on that as well.
Okay. And so as on Q1 FY24 end, what is the debt on the books? Because the short term debt has risen if I look at your March balance sheet. So what is the current debt situation?
Sorry, the long term debt is 6 year only. That's the short term debt which has gone up because of higher inventory and working capital. So long term debt is around 6 year.
No. So I'm talking about short term debt only, sir.
The short-term debt is, how much is?
200
crore is the short-term debt.
Okay, so on a quarter-on-quarter basis, there is no change, despite of the liquidation of the inventory.
It has gone up because of inventory only. As I told you, that inventory is there in the system. That is why the working capital has gone up. Debt is gone up, short-term debt.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
That would normalize when we go into second and third quarter.
Okay. And so we still maintain the 20-22% EBITDA margin that we are guiding, despite of the higher discount that we have seen in Q1.
EBITDA, so we have also like in the first Q1 conference call, we have said that the EBITDA band should be around 20-22%, and definitely there is a chance of improvement as well if the fresh sales goes up in if festive period, the spending is back, it can go up also.
Okay,
but we are very confident to maintain the band which we have said earlier.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Harshal Shah from AM Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Can you tell us the status on the capex that we are doing on the home textile business? Where are we right now on that? And also, sir, what is the rationale behind putting money in the home textile business?
See, first of all, I come to the status. So they are having some procedural delays in procurement of land, as various departments are involved. Being agriculture land, it goes for around 9 to 10 departments.
So we expect that the land should be registered most probably by 15th of September. So if we take the deadline, so it should take around 12 to 15 months to operation to start. So that is basically the status of the plant, and the capex is around 100 crore as we mentioned earlier also. And the second rationale behind putting up this plant was basically we are procuring all our blankets from India and from abroad. So the margin difference is approximately 12 to 15%. So this will definitely improve our EBITDA of home textile, which is currently at around 11% to 22 to 23%. So that was the rationale behind this.
So around 10 crores we can make on your investment of 100 crores.
The total investment including land, building and machinery is around 100 crore.
Correct. And what is the asset turnover on that investment?
It's 2x basically.
2x. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up is from the line of Tanuj, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, so even I wanted to ask about the CAPEX, which has been clarified. So thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Jayesh from Asit C. Mehta. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So my question is regarding the outlook front. Like, what is the outlook for 2024? So amid this challenging environment right now we are facing.
The outlook, I think we are very positive after the first quarter has ended. The revenues have increased and also the inventory is down. So, and the dispatches for winter have started, but the exact revenue guidance we would be able to give once we have our trade show, which is happening next month around Q2 financial results. So at that time, we would be more able to give you exact guidance for this financial year.
Okay. So what is the exact capex for the whole business actually for the next 2 year thing, and what kind of asset turn is always taken around?
Yeah, can you please put your question again?
Yeah. So my question is on the capex front, the overall capex on the all the segments, like for the future. So what is the capex for the next 2 years down the line, and what kind of asset, asset turnover you are going to change? Like any target you have mentioned? Like,
so there are two kind of capexes right now we have. Basically, one is for existing business requirement. So that will remain as 15 to 20 CR per year, depending upon the different requirements regarding machines and some warehouses. And second is a new plant capex, which is 100 CR as I mentioned earlier. So these are the two capex which is planned for next 2 years. Yes.
Okay. So my last question is, how has been the marketing cost moving in the last 5 quarters? Like we have seen the cost is like moving, and how we should be going forward? Like is it going to be the same or same path, or is it going to have some good positive trends, like sort of.
See, when you need to see the marketing cost, we need to see at NM basis. So NM basis, we again say it is 3 to 4% of our revenues. It will remain same. So, but there might be some quarter to quarter variations.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Gulshan Singh, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So I just wanted to know about the update on your Jammu and Kashmir plant, sir. So what is the update on that? The first and the second one is what is the potential revenue from that plant, sir? And when we can see the some revenue in our book on that plant?
See, the update I just mentioned earlier also, that now the land should be registered maximum another 20 to 25 days. So then it will take from 12 to 15 months to plant to get operational. So that is update as far as the WAP of this plant is concerned. And the revenue of this plant as a subsidiary, it should have 2x of revenues. So we expect around 200 crore of revenues per annum. But out of that 100 crore of So out of 200 CR, 100 CR of goods would be sourced in-house. So that would not result into higher turnover, but that would result into higher EBITDA. So 100 CR additional.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're all good.
Yeah, hope the question is answered.
Yeah.
the line for the participant dropped. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Dinesh Mistry from First Advisors. Please go ahead. Dinesh, may I request to unmute your line and go to the question?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question again. I just wanted to understand on the RM front, if you've covered yourself for the year in terms of cotton as well as the other raw materials. Thank you.
Yeah, we normally cover it before we go for a booking. So that always happens like that.
So safe to say for the year, we've covered ourselves on the margin front?
Yes.
Okay, all right. All right. And is it is it the same as last year or better?
No, we are getting raw material prices at least, around 20% lower as compared to last year. And the MRPs have not changed.
Understood.
So it's going to benefit us in this financial.
Understood, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Kaustubh Das, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. I just wanted to ask one question. So maybe if you are growing at the rate of suppose 20% for like the next foreseeable future, like let's say 3 to 4 years, maybe a bit lesser also, that is fine, 17 to 20% or 15 to 20%. What kind of path do you expect? Like in a long term, I'm talking about long term, 4 to 5 years, do you see the margin increasing and PAT increasing above 20%? Like can you give some color on that?
Yeah, I think you can work it out the PAT because we have been maintained a very consistent track record of around 20 to 22% EBITDA, and PAT has always been around 11 to 12%. So that level we are maintaining from last, I think, more than 10 years. So going forward also, we are very particular about our margins. So we don't compromise as far as margins are concerned. So going forward also, I would again say the same thing, that we have maintained that we'll be putting ourselves in a band of 20 to 22% EBITDA. Even though the market is tough right now, which is not a usual case for a normal year, but still we are very confident that we'll be able to go into this band going forward also.
So what I was basically trying to find out was, is there a possibility like 4 to 5 years down the line that your margins might increase, like as you develop your brands and as the brand awareness increases, would you be able to charge a higher margin to the customers, like once Monte Carlo becomes a famous brand across India? Like it is obviously, but I'm just saying when it becomes a more famous brand, is there a possibility that you would be able to charge a premium for which your PAT might increase? So basically your PAT growth would have been higher than your revenue growth. Is there any thoughts or around that?
See, the good thing about Monte Carlo is that, so whenever there was any hike in raw material, so we have such a good brand recall and brand image, and aspiration is very strong in the market. So we have been able to pass on all the hikes, what have been there in the past, to our prices. So going forward also, as we go forward, so not all the cost increases. So definitely when overhead comes down and other costs come down, there is every chance of improvement of margins when the sales increases.
Got it. Okay. And one last thing. So do you have any plans for premiumization of your products, like maybe like the clothing that you're making right now? Do you want to increase the or make it a premium brand? And like, is there a possibility that you will go to that side of the business, like a more premium business?
See, fortunately, we are already, working on a premium segment, but we also have a brand which is a Luxuria, which is a more premium brand to Monte Carlo, which falls almost 30 to 40% price higher than Monte Carlo. And that brand is also actually gaining the acceptance in the market at various channels. It's sold at MBOs also, SIS also, and EBOs also. And that brand has also grown to approximately 30 CR in this financial year. And it's gaining almost 30% CAGR of last 2 years.
Okay, so it is increasing at a faster rate than the parent Monte Carlo brand, right?
Yeah, because base is small, so that is why the growth rates are higher.
Yeah, so I'm expecting that may lead to a bit of margin expansion as you, as your, you know, as the proportion of luxury brand increases to your total revenue. Like that
yeah,
was.
But the that's the one part of business, but other business is also getting acceptance. Like Rocket brand is improving year by year. Clock and Decker is improving their sales year by year. Home Textile is also improving and maintaining its margins from last so many years. So I think all the business, existing businesses as well as some of the new initiatives which the company has taken, altogether, we are very confident that we'll be able to maintain our margins, and there is every chance of improving also.
So one more thing, the home textile business that you guys will be selling, will it be in your own EBOs or will you be selling it outside, and what would be the margin color on that? Like, will it be similar to your parent company?
See, just to give you a more clear picture, right now this home textile is sold to all the home textile stores. So it's not sold on EBOs, it's not sold on the present MBOs which Monte Carlo operates. So it has a separate outlets altogether which only deals in home textile goods. So it is sold in that channel. But in the future, we do have a plan of opening exclusive store for Monte Carlo home textile also, which we are working on right now.
Got it. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Viraj Parekh from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations on your results, sir. Just one question. Apologies, I'm repeating because I joined the call a little late. So in terms of our athleisure segment, as you mentioned, Rocket, and we are talking about getting it on the offline channel in this year, like transitioning from online to offline. So can you speak a bit more in terms of how this brand we are aspiring to grow in 24 and 25, like in terms of our marketing, in terms of our target top line, something, some more color on that, and whether we are having exclusive outlets for Rocket or trying to integrate them into existing stores?
Yeah, hi Viraj, Rishabh this side. So Viraj, as you rightly mentioned, we launched this product in the offline segment from this current summer, and we did a mix of performance as well as athleisure wear. We've got a very good response as far as our MBO markets are concerned. We've also placed some the Rocket products in around 40 to 45 EBOs of Monte Carlo, where we've got good acceptance, and the sale-through percentage is comparable to the Monte Carlo products. So if I'm comparing in terms of acceptance and sale-through, it is comparable to Monte Carlo. Last year, in the first quarter, we did around 47 lakhs of turnover in the under the brand. This year, we've done around 4.5 crores. If I look at the total financial year, last year, this year, this year, I think for the entire financial year, we're looking at between 15 to 20 crores of turnover from the offline and the online segment combined for this brand.
Okay. So it's easy. We're going to have to say that this is the fastest growing segment right now in our company.
Sorry?
Is it right to say that Rocket, the athleisure segment, is the fastest growing segment in our country as on date?
You can say it because the base is very small right now. So in terms of percentage, you might be right, but the values won't be comparable. Because clock it, if you look at the...
In terms of FY25-26.
Yeah, so I have the figures. Last year was around 8.3 crores of turnover that we did from Rocket. This year we'll do around 18 to 20 crores. And we are looking at growing it at a CAGR of 30 to 35% for the next 2 to 3 years.
Understood. Thank you so much, Rishabh. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Kaustubh Das, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hey, just a follow-up. So, as you said from the last part, so I just wanted to understand what is the margin profile for your Rocket brand. Like basically, I will try to say like what I'm trying to understand here is that, like, I understand that there are a few smaller brands that are growing faster than your company's rate. I just want to understand what is the margin color for those smaller brands. Like you said, Luxuria and Rocket. So I just want to understand what is the margin color for the brands which are going faster than your major, like mother brand. Yeah.
Sure. Understood. So we have three smaller brands, just to clarify. One is the Luxuria, which is in the premium segment. One is the Rocket, which is under performance and the pleasure segment. And the third is Clock and Decker, which is in the value segment. So all three of these brands, we are targeting to grow them at a 30 to 35% rate. When I look at the margins, they are almost comparable to the margins of Monte Carlo. There's not that much of a difference in terms of margin contribution under the various brands.
Oh, got it. Okay. And if I just ask for a long-term view, like 4 to 5 years, how do you expect the company to grow, like as a whole, like the consolidated revenue, how much do you expect it to grow? Like, can you give me a range, like 20% above 20%, below 20%, how much?
See, it all depends on the economy. If we see that the economy is growing at around 7%, we can easily outgrow the economy by 2x or 2.5x.
Okay. Yeah, that's it for my tip.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Once again, thank you very much to Sunidhi Securities also, who have arranged this conference. Still, if there is any question which is unanswered or it's not, you know, like we are not ready, so you can always give all these questions to our IR managers at Mellerum Advisors. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Sunidhi Securities and Finance Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.